Next, we have the story of Inga Marath, a woman who escaped Nazi Germany, became a glamorous, globe-trotting photographer, and married the playwright Arthur Miller. She's the subject of a biography now, and NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has the story of a woman who rose from the ashes of World War II.
When she came to NPR for an interview in 1987, Inga Marath was charming and spirited.
I'm fascinated by the necessity of quick decisions.
She made them with her Leica camera, a bit of photojournalism, portraits, fashion shots, and picture stories for magazines. She took publicity stills for Marilyn Monroe's last movie, The Misfits.
Now, the trouble is I always end up back where I started. Never had anybody much. Here I am.
It was in 1960, on the set of The Misfits, that she met the film's screenwriter, Arthur Miller. Inga's biographer, Linda Gordon, says Miller wrote the movie for his wife.
Miller's relationship with Marilyn Monroe was already falling apart, and Marilyn Monroe herself was in very, very bad shape, and many of the people around the films thought it was a miracle that they actually got this film together.
Little of that struggle showed up in Marath's photos.
Inga took some very, very beautiful and sympathetic photographs of Marilyn Monroe, but Miller had struck her as intensely interesting, and he was quite impressed.
They had an affair. In 1962, they married and stayed married for 40 years until Inga's death in 2002. She was a supportive partner for Miller, something Marilyn could never be.
Do you ever, or have you in subsequent years, wish you'd paid more attention to her then?
This is from my 1987 interview with Marath.
As a woman who'd been in the presence of an earlier wife, I mean, looking back at it that way.
Well, no, I think you have to be yourself. Even if you are the first, the second, or the third wife, if you try to take over anything or imitate anything, I think it'd be a disaster.
She was a woman of extraordinary self-confidence.
Again, biographer Linda Gordon.
One sees that throughout her life, both self-confidence as a photographer, as a person, but also as her own sexual being.
Lots of affairs, magnetic personality, gracious.
She was just a person who drew you in.
As a young woman, Inga Marath had a rough time in Germany during the war.
After Allied bombs started falling heavily on Berlin and landing very near the munitions factory where she was a forced worker, she joined columns of hundreds, probably thousands of people on foot just leaving Berlin.
Biographer Gordon says Inga walked 455 miles to her parents in Salzburg, Austria. They were Nazi sympathizers. Their daughter was not. In Paris after the war, Inga got a job at Magnum, the elite photo agency founded by the great pioneers of photojournalism, Robert Capa, Henri Cartier-Bresson.
She was doing secretarial work. She was editing contact sheets. She was even cleaning the office space.
And getting interested in photography. Cartier-Bresson was her mentor. After auditioning, Magnum made her their first full-time female member. With her camera, Inga followed her passion for travel. In Spain, she wangled her way into the dressing room of the great toreador Antonio Ordóñez. Her 1954 photo shows him preparing for combat. Bare, muscled chest, skin-tight, sequined and embroidered pants. It took chutzpah to get into his dressing room. Women there were considered bad luck.
In fact, to get into that space, she half-jokingly made a completely outrageous argument. She said, "I'm wearing pants when I work, therefore I'm neither man nor woman."
In Seville, Marath put on a flamenco costume and climbed up on a chair to shoot dancers whirling to the music in their layered red and white skirts and petticoats.
The image is so saturated with the red and white, and you only see these people from the waist down. The energy is there. She has captured the movement, but with a camera just slow enough so that some of the picture is blurred as you see the skirts whirling around.
Linda Gordon's illustrated biography of Marath has a handful of great pictures, but outside of photography circles, she's little known for her craft.
How do you think she would feel about always being in a sentence that also includes Arthur Miller and Marilyn Monroe?
Well, I think she was resigned to it. I do not like the fact that many people only know of her as a wife of Arthur Miller and the wife immediately after Marilyn Monroe. But my impression is that she was pretty copacetic about it.
Could be Inga Marath's confidence again, propelling her through another life passage. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.